The Hobbit.
He,
that movie, yeah.
So, the idea is to discuss certain aspects regarding how the application of Alto to SDM would, imply certain changes in the architecture, or considering certain changes in the architecture. So, can you, next one, please? So the idea, just to be quick about this, is about a survey of what the SDN is based on. It's radical separation of control and data planes, open interfaces, much higher flexibility in managing the network, and has been started to be deployed in many networks. There are several reports on its application in production data centers, and there are many carriers that are making trials about it. Something that is important, what we are talking about afterwards, is about that when we talk about an SDN, and we're talking about an SDN domain, an SDN controller, we're talking about all the set of the network that is based on several equipment that are controlled according to SDN principles. They are switching, or the data plane is being controlled by an external software-based controller, and that when we're talking about SDN domains, is something that we have been discussing before when we've thought out of it. We're not talking about the usual administrative network domains. We are not talking about separate domains. We're not talking about separate ASs talking to each other. We're talking inside the same administrative domain. Next one. So the idea inside those domains, not inside the whole network, inside the network of an ISP, we do think that some part of the promises that come from the usual SDN papers and publications and reports currently available, which is about that you are going to have a single controller taking care of your whole network, is something that is not going to happen in the near future, even. Because it's very likely that a network will be partitioned in several control domains operated by separated controllers. And, by several reasons, about scalability, manageability, keeping certain degree of privacy among the different customers, and simply the deployment reasons. So, in fact, if you think about that, those of you who are familiar with the SDN constructs. Right now, FlowVisor provides for the creation of different, what they call, slices of the network. They are separated, controlled by different controllers, even in the current deployments. Next, please. So, the idea is that to discuss how SDN, this kind of partitioned SDN environment, could benefit of using Alto, the Alto protocol for coordination inside the administrative domain. So, what is true is that, or is clear, is that SDN controller could become one of the main sources of information for an Alto server. And the idea is to find a way in which these SDN controllers could benefit of using Alto as a protocol that they would rely on for coordinating their behavior. Mm-hmm. Next, please. So the idea is that when we have several SDN controllers running inside an operator's domain, this is important to insist on that, because in the case in which you have one single controller, both of these architectures collapse into the same. There is a connection between the controller and the Alto server. You have two choices. One is to use an individual Alto servers pair connected to each SDN controller, or you can have a hierarchical approach in which what you do is that all SDN controllers are feeding the Alto server and connecting to the Alto server to know about the behavior of the other SDN controllers under the same administrative control. So our proposal is precisely that this second architecture would be more scalable, more efficient, would allow for a better coordination and would at the end translate into using Alto for, as I said before, not only for sending information out of the network, but coordinating the behavior of the different controllers inside the network. Next, please. So we identify here two flows. We are aware that this one, which is the upward flow, how the SDN controller send data up to the Alto server is currently out of the Alto specifications right now. But we think that it would be interesting to consider the possibility of normalizing the way in which an SDN controller can publish information to the Alto server as well. And this is, for sure, we know it's outside the current specs, but we think it could be an interesting aspect for future activity, and well, somehow connected to what we are talking about, XMPP. Next, please. The downward flow is, well, I would say it's more straightforward. It's in the sense that the controllers are acting as Alto clients, collecting data that, again, let me insist, is pertaining the behavior, well, it's pertaining the costs of that have been published by the other controllers and can be applied for making that decision. That's for sure would require some extensions to the current protocol in the case of data session control or some kind of persistency of push model, and something that I have seen some document in the past or some discussion is about security. How you establish that the source of the since you are going to take this for making so to say routing decision to some extent, it's important to be sure that you are receiving up to date information coming from the right. From the right server. So I think it would be important to think about a more detailed security model. Use cases that are the two next slides, and then are about just to show a couple of use cases. Next, please. This is that rather typical, which is about on-demand bandwidth. The idea is that you have several separated domains, SDN domains that are controllers. So a certain controller is able to collect data about how all the others see the network and request an appropriate path from one source to a destination. Next, please. And the other one is about showing or choosing the appropriate CDN server in which there is a certain content is located, that at the end is somehow about identifying a path again, taking into account that you can collect information that has been published by the other controllers through the Alto server. Next, please. Just to finish, the use of SDN, I insist, is open some interesting possibilities for using Alto in an additional environment as the source of coordination data for different controllers willing to collaborate inside a certain domain. But that means that would put additional requirements, not basically on making extensions of how to represent information, but because probably with the cost map that are now available and some of the proposed extensions would be a reasonable starting point, but about how to deal with the both flows of information, taking into account that the information coming from the Alto server is going to be used in a different environment. And the idea is that it's important that all this proposal is precisely about that, about the coordination inside the domain. That's why we propose this vertical hierarchical architecture with a single Alto server, which is, I think it's well aligned with the general ideas on how many Alto servers should exist. And that we think that it would be important to explore the possibility of what we have called the upward flow. There are several interesting use cases in this respect. And I cannot give you more details because I have not been involved in the development of this software, but I have been told that some of the people who have been involved in writing this have prepared a demonstration of a proof of concept for tomorrow session on bits and bytes. That's all.
So,
Rich Alimi, one question. Do you envision Alto as the protocol that indicates which entries get programmed by an open flow controller, for example, or which programs, what gets programmed in a switch, or is it just one of the sources that defines?
It's one of the sources. The idea is not to have it as a single source. The idea is to have this as an additional source, or a source that will help the controller to make the decision.
Okay, so like in the open flow sense, the open flow controller might get some information from Alto other places.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Martin Stiemerling, maybe it would have been good to have a slide in the beginning to say what your SDN is actually, because I don't
there's
SDN? No common definition of SDN.
Yeah, I know.
And that makes really hard to follow the whole presentation and the attempt of where to go with that one.
Yeah, well, yes, you're right. When we're talking about SDN, well, I would say that right now we're talking about an open flow controller. We made this intentionally general, and I do know that right now we, along the discussions before this meeting, we have found that there is a real need to rewrite the whole draft as it is now, because it's lost in a lot of policy and not so much technology. And that's right, because originally we tried to make it very general to accommodate not be so much connected to a particular technology. But SDN, in general, just to is what it was in the first slide, it was about, is that you have a separate elements, physically separate elements for the control plane and the data plane, and there is an open interface between this element in the control plane with the element in the data plane. Essentially, think about OpenFlow. Right
yes.
now is what we have.
In that sense, I would have appreciated if there would have been some really good example of what you're putting into Alto, what you're asking for it. So because this is really so high level that nobody can really figure out.
I know. We had to land it in reality. You're right. Yeah. Thank you.
The Bianchi Shen Atri.
We'll cut the line off after Folker.
Okay.
And please consider that you're standing between the room and the social event.
not
everyone that's going to go out the mic. Vijay just cut the line before. After.
Okay.
And you're standing between the room and the social event.
Okay. My name is Myung Gishin Atri. Basically, I like this approach. But as you probably know, the current SDN architecture is limited to the OpenFlow. So the kind of northbound interface is not defined yet. So probably,
yes, yes.
I think we need define it first.
Yeah.
Then my question is how can the SDN your SDN controller knows the kind of network information?
No. Something that is important is that the Alto server is a source of information for the controller. It's not a meta controller controlling the controller.
Yeah, right.
I mean, we're not talking about the northbound interface. The Alto server is not going to be an application sending commands to the controller using the northbound interface. It's just about the controller collecting auto information and making decisions according to that.
Yeah.
In that sense, the controller becomes an Alto client.
So we need to define it first, northbound interface in the SDN community first. Then we can bring this stuff.
Not necessarily. It's the same case. I recently came out a proposal for using OpenFlow for making access control on Wi-Fi, and what they use is that the controller goes to a radio server and collects data, and they use Radius protocol to collect that data. The proposal is similar in that sense. It's that you use Alto to collect that data, those data. Sorry.
Nitin Bahadur. Thanks for trying to make this a little bit generic, but I think the title of this should be not SDN and OpenFlow, because it's still very, very OpenFlow focused. In your architecture slide that you have, you show that Alto and SDN, Alto above SDN, Alto can actually get data from BGPTE extension mm-hmm. being defined in IDR. So it doesn't really have to be a client of the SDN controller. So there are very different models based on what you want to say is an SDN controller. If you treat this as an OpenFlow controller, then your model is probably right.
Yes, and again, the idea is not to have the SDN controller it's not necessarily the same, in the same sense that is we are not proposing to have the Alto as the single source of information for the controller. We are not proposing to have the SDN controller as the single source of information for the Alto server. Our point here is about both of them being very relevant to each other, and probably the most important sources of information, but not necessarily closing the other potential pipes that you can have.
Volker Hilt. I think combining the Alto provides some benefits for using it in the context of SDN. I mean, Alto has a network model, and there might be some good uses of that. For this draft, I don't know the problem. What is the problem that we're addressing? I mean, this draft goes basically all over the place in the whole spectrum of what you could do with SDN and Alto. And I mean, it talks about the interface Alto could have into SDN, but then we could turn things around. There's the northbound interface, the downward path. I mean, what is the problem that we're trying to solve? I don't see this. And then I think the other thing is I don't know why we need an interface from Alto to SDN. I mean, why do we need to standardize that? But then there are lots of other interfaces we could use to get information into Alto, and we're not standardizing those. So I think it sounds like an interesting topic, but I think this draft is just, I mean, it's. No, I think we need to understand the problem.
I know. I agree with you in that the draft has in its current version is too much, too wide, so to say, in when it moves. The idea here, and it's something that after some discussions and I have tried to reflect it in here in the slides, is that we are considering the use of an Alto server to coordinate several independent, because they need to be independent because of the current model we know of SDN, independent controllers, and use the information they have, and potentially some other sources are publishing to the Alto server, to know about the status of the rest of controllers and take decisions that are informed in a single domain.
So this would be used to have multiple SDN controllers talk to each other. Is that the use case?
To exchange data in a standardized way. Yes.
Okay. I think this. I mean, at least didn't become
clear. Yeah. No. I know. It's something that we have to elaborate in the draft. Okay. Further.
Okay. Gentlemen, we have to wrap it up. So, Stefano.
10 seconds.
Sure.
But land was cut. You broke the rules. MBJ is calling security. Be fast.
The architecture sounds interesting. The good news is that we have implementations that do this. We have already a protocol that does what you want Alto to do. And the protocol is getting approved as a working group item in the IDR working group. So maybe you should have a look at the BGP-LS draft.
BGP what?
BGP-LS, which is an extension to BGP to carry topology information, because what you don't have with Alto is the same granularity that you have at the source of the topology information. And you need this granularity. And BGPLS
definitely. Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Okay. We will cut it off here and further discussions on the list.